Blog Talk Radio.
Joy in your strength. O Lord, in your salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice? You have given him his heart's desire and has not withholden the request of his lips. For you prevented him with the blessings of goodness, you set a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of you, and you give it him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in your salvation, honor and majesty have you laid upon him, for you have made him the most blessed forever and ever. You have made him exceedingly glad with your countenance, and countenance is your appearance or presence, your facial expression. For the king trusted in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Your hand shall find out all your enemies. Your right hand shall find out those that hate you. You shall make, the word is thou, shall make them as a fiery oven in the time of your anger. The Lord shall swallow them up with his wrath. And wrath means anger. And the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shall destroy them from earth. Let me read verse 10 again. Their fruit shall you destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. Amen. For their intent, for they intended evil against you. They imagined a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Therefore, shall you make them turn their back when you shall make ready your arrows upon your strings against the face of them. Be you exalted, Lord, in your own strength. So will we sing and praise your prayers. I have read to you Psalms 121. That is Psalms 21 in its entirety. I pray that our Heavenly Father will give us understanding from the reading of his word. Sheep, let us have a word of prayer before we go into today's reading of Luke chapter, 22, the plot to kill Jesus. Let us pray right now. Our Father in heaven, it's time for a change, as the whining sang. Psalms 133 says, brethren, let us dwell together in unity. I pray that prayer, or Psalms 33, for all the black people in the United States of America and across the world who are scattered, that are Jews. In spite of the enemy killing our children across this land, and we are being penalized, in spite of being your children, you are the Holy One. We are being undereducated. Whatever gains we have made in the past years are being taken away from us by the enemy. Father, forgive our sins of our foreparents, so that I and our babies will not have to dwell with these evil doers any longer. I pray that you will, and you have, increased knowledge. Our babies are smarter than ever. Bless us Israelites in the United States, in spite of the enemy who is soaring his anger at us. Just look at what has happened in Flint, Michigan, where a whole city has been poisoned through the water. And nothing, not one thing, has happened to the person that told them to cut the water off from Detroit's water system. Not one thing. The enemy is getting away with murder, just as he did in Oklahoma, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in the 1920s, where he dropped a bomb on us black folks and then want to call other nation terrorists. But they are terrorists. And I'm talking about the Idumean, the Edomites, better known as the white men. Father, I pray that you continue to bless us with excellent weather and keep away caused natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. And two, Father, I thank you for awakening us black folk who are Israelites, who have been, who are all across, scattered all across the world, to know who we are in you. We understand that those people who say they are sheep or who say they are Jews and are not, that has come true. We find that in the book of Revelation, chapters 2, verse 9, and chapter 3, verse 9 of Revelation. Also, Father, I thank you for giving us sheep excellent health. And I pray that you will give us excellent prosperity in the name of Yeshua, better known as Jesus. I pray too, Father, as well, that you would have all the black churches in the United States of America to start doing as you have said in to keep the Sabbath holy. I pray this name. I pray this prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath Day, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. You'll find that written in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, the Ten Commandments, where it tells you the Sabbath day, which is a Saturday, is the Lord's day. We're not to do any work in that. Read Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, where it tells you to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. I don't know what the black preachers are following or why they are continually doing it when knowledge has increased. And we know that Constantine changed the Sabbath day worship. And that was the Edomite. They do not follow your rules, especially those that I work with, when they don't worship you as we black folk do. But nonetheless, I want all sheep and everyone to know that I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening. Let's get to our reading for today. Turn with me to the book of Luke, and we're going to start reading at Luke chapter 22. Let's start at verse 1. And I pray that our Heavenly Father will allow me to read all of it today, this day, in one session. Let's read. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called the Passover. The chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him. The him they're talking about is Yeshua, better known as Jesus, for they feared the people. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being the number of the 12, and the 12, you're talking about 12 disciples of Jesus, verse 4. And he went his way and communed. Communed here means to talk with the chief priests and captains, that is Judas. Pardon me, I had to burp. Judas communed, he talked with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him. The him is Jesus, or Yeshua, better known as Jesus, unto them. And they were glad and coveted with him to give him money. Coveted means to agree to give him money. And the him is Judas Iscariot, the one that the devil or Satan entered into. Verse 6, and he promised and sought opportunity to betray him, that is, Yeshua, Jesus, better known as Jesus, unto them in the absence of the multitude. In absence means he was sought a way to betray Jesus away from the multitude. Verse 7, then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And you can read that in Exodus chapter 12, verse 7, or verse 5, in that in order for us to be freed from slavery in Egypt, they killed a lamb and put the blood over the doorpost and sides of each Israelite's door so that the death angel would pass over. Let me start at verse 6 again. And he promised and sought an opportunity to betray him unto the absence of the multitude. Well, that is away from the multitude. Verse 7, came the day of unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, that he is Jesus, sent Peter and John, saying, go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat. And they said unto him, where will you that we prepare? And he said unto them, behold, when you are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you bearing or carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in, and you shall say unto the good man of the house, the master said unto you, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room furnished, there make ready. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I am not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Verse 17, and he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it, and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this is the New Testament in my blood, which is shared for you. So he's saying that the wine that's in this cup is the new blood which he shed for me as well as for you. Verse 21, but behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. And the Son of Man goeth as it was determined. But woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. And there was also a strife. And the strife means disagreement, among other things, among them. There was a disagreement among them which of them should be accounted. Accounted here means considered the greatest. And he said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them. And at that time, the Gentiles were the Romans. And this time, still, the Edomites, the Romans are Edomites or Adumians or the white man. And they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. And the word benefactors means supporters or friends of the people. But that's hard to tell that they're friends of the people or supporters. Verse 26, but you shall not be so, but he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief as he that doeth serve. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat, but I am among you as he that serveth. Then he's telling them, the way that I see it, is the server, the servant is the greatest. Oh, and we black folk, our foreparents, were servants. They pretty much did everything that the white man told them when they were put in slavery here in the United States. I got to figure out how long have we been out of slavery. Verse 27. But whether... I read verse 27, but I'll read it again. So whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat, but I am among you as he that serveth. You are they which have continued with me in my temptations. And temptations are trials as well as tests. Verse 29, and I appoint you unto a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me. They that eat and drink at my table in the kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And I think I should read verse 29 again, and from there on I need to focus on what I'm saying as well as what I'm doing. Verse 29, and I appoint unto you a kingdom as my Father has appointed unto me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Well, here, he's not the other nations. He's not, Jesus is not even considering the other nations. Okay. Of people who are on this earth. He's saying, but let me read verse 30 again. That you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So only the 12 tribes of Israel will be judged. Verse 31, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, that your faith fail not. And when you are converted, converted means become a new believer or disciple. Strengthen your brethren. Verse 33. And he said unto him, Lord, I'm ready to go with you both into prison and to death. And he said, that Jesus said, I tell you, Peter, the cock shall crow this day before you shall thrice means three times, deny that you knoweth me. Let me read verse 34 again. And he said, and Jesus said, I tell you, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that you shall three times or thrice deny that you knoweth me. And he said unto him, when I sent you out without purse, let me read verse 35 again. And Jesus said unto them, when I sent you without purse, that's a money bag or scripts, that's your notes or the Old Testament sayings, and shoes, lacketh you anything? And they said, nothing. And meaning, they lack nothing. Verse 36. Then said he unto them, But now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his script or his notes or the Old Testament. And he that has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say unto you, that this that is written must be accomplished. And accomplished means completed or finished in me. And he said, and he was reckoned. Reckoned here means counted among the transgressors. And transgressors are lawbreakers or breakers, lawbreakers of God's law or criminals. For the things concerning me have an end. Verse 38. And they said, Lord, behold, there are two swords. Here are two swords. And he said unto them, it is enough. And he came out, of the guest chambers where he had the Passover meal with his 12 disciples. And he came out and went as he wont, and wont here means accustomed to, the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that you enter not into temptation. And the word temptation means to desire to do something wrong or unwise. Verse 41, and he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if you be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, my will, not my will, but yours be done. Jesus was praying that his assignment be removed from him. But thank you, Heavenly Father, you did not remove that assignment from him. Jesus knew that he was going to be murdered on our behalf to save us, that we may have, can enter into life after death. Verse 43, and there appeared an angel unto him, unto Jesus, from heaven, strengthening him, and being in an agony means anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. So it was not blood. His sweat was not blood. It was just a regular sweat that we have when we sweat. But there was a lot of it, and it was falling down to the ground. Verse 45, and when he rose up from prayer and came to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow, and said unto them, why you sleep? Rise and pray, lest, L-E-S-T, that means otherwise, you enter into temptation. And that is making wrong decisions, as well as making unwise choices. Let's see. I forgot where I left off. It left off at verse 47. I found it. And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, that is the 12 disciples, went before them and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest you the Son of Man with a kiss? When they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, suffer you thus far. And he touched his ear and healed him. He touched the high priest's servant's ear and healed it. Verse 52. When Jesus said unto the chief priests and captains of the temple and the elders which were come to him, be you come out as against a thief with swords and staves? Staves are clubs. You know, that's a wooden piece of say almost like a bat, but it's just a piece of wood. But I was with you daily in the temple. You stretched forth no hand against me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness. Then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's office, high priest's house. And Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled means lit a fire in the midst of the hall, and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire, and honestly looked upon him, and said, "This man was also with them." And he denied, that is, Peter denied, saying, "Woman, I know not him." That's the first denial. And after a little while, another saw him and said, "You are also of them." And Peter said, "Man, I am not." That's the second denial. And about the space of an hour after, another confidently affirm means swear, saying, "Of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean." And Peter said, "Man, I know not what you said." And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, "Before the cock crow, you shall deny me thrice." And thrice means three times. Let's see, where did we read that earlier? Okay, I have 7 minutes left. I'm trying to find out where I read that earlier, where Jesus told Peter that he would deny him thrice. That was in verse 34. Now, let me pick up where I left off at verse 62. And Peter went out and wept bitterly, and the men that beheld Jesus mocked him. Mocked means to make fun of him, and smote him. Smote means to strike or hit him. And when they had blindfolded him, that is Jesus, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, "Prophesy, who is it that smote you? Again, smote means to hit or strike you. And many other things, blasphemous, spake they against him. And to speak blasphemous is to say things that are not true or not godly or profane things against Jesus. And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him, Jesus, into their council, saying, "Are you the Christ? Tell us." And he said unto them, "If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I ask you, you will not answer me, nor let me go. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God." And then said they all, "Art you then the Son of God. And he said unto them, you say that I am. And they said, what need we any further witness? For we ourselves have heard of his own mouth. I need to read verse 71 again. I want a sheep to understand everything that Jesus is saying. And they said, what need we any further witness? For we ourselves have heard of his own mouth. Let me read that last sentence again. And they said, what need we any further witness? For we ourselves have heard of his own mouth. I did read it correctly. See, we have finished reading Luke chapter 22 in its entirety. And I pray that we have learned. Let me just go over what I've written on the plot to kill Jesus. I want you to know this. It's now the Feast of Unleavened Bread drew near, which is called the Passover. I didn't know that, but that's what is written in the Bible. And the priests and scribes thought how they might kill him. The him is Jesus, for they feared the people. Then Satan entered into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, who was numbered among the 12, that is, the 12 disciples. So he went his way and feared and conferred with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him to them, how he might betray Jesus unto them. And they were glad and agreed to give him money. Then he promised and sought opportunity to betray him, that is Jesus, to them in the absence of the multitude. And he did just that. See, let us have a closing word of prayer. And remember, I pray that us sheep come together in one accord. Let us do a Black Wall Street again, only let us strategize against the oppressor or the enemy. And I'm not talking sedition. I'm just saying we know what they've done in the past. Let's not let it happen in the future when we come together. Our Father in heaven, we, your lost sheep, thank you for all the things you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and giving us debt as we and forgiving us our debts as we forgive our debtors. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus, amen. Remember, sheep, take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And as in the book of James chapter 4 says, if it is God's will, chapter 4 verse 15, if it is God's will, I will be back with you next time. I'm just paraphrasing because I don't know if God will let me come back. But if it's will, and I think it is his will, I will be back with you next Sabbath. We will read Luke chapter 23.
Father,
oh,
help your children. The road.
to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know He loves forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause He in hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation.